Rogers there kicking off the show with a rockin' version of the Frantisek Kamok March, Muziki Muziki. And with that, we say Vita Mi Vas and welcome to show number 55, Czech Classics Then and Now, here on 24/7 Polka Heaven. My name is Dennis Swatek. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out the show. I appreciate it as we come to you from the small town of Taylor, Texas, right outside of Austin. And yeah, Muziki Muziki, that is a great polka. That's the one we're going to be kicking off our videotape session with the Molly B. Polka Show. So, any guys up there in Ennis to see us, that's going to be the first song we play. That's a great number, and it's a great way to kick off our portion of the show. But as far as this show goes, got a good one for you this week. If you remember last show, I had sent out my feelers for requests to do an all-request show. Well, I heard back from two people. Frank up in Iowa. Unfortunately, the song that Frank requested, I did not have, and he offered to send that to me. And actually, Frank, I just got your CD in the mail today. I haven't even had a chance to listen to it, and already had this show planned out, so I'm going to give it a spin over the next couple of weeks, and I will play your song and a few more. I'm looking forward to checking out this CD. But I also got a very nice email from Rose out in California. Rose and I have talked from time to time. And she had a few requests. She had four of them. She didn't know if I could get them all in. But, hey, I've got plenty of time, Rose. So you're going to get to hear them all. So these are all, next four songs were all requested by Rose out in California, originally from the LaGrange area, I do believe. Dajalek is her maiden name. So a good old check. So we're going to do these for you, Rose. Hope you enjoy them. Kick things off. Here's the Dancehall Boys, one you requested. The Napan Kratzi, On the Hillside Waltz.
Thank you. szanie skakara, tem jesteś koje, tam piwo bardzo, pore piweczko, raj szanie skakara, tem jesteś koje, tam piwo bardzo, pore piweczko. Co ste sedláci, co ste dělali, že ste pivovárne podporovali? Co ste sedláci, co ste dělali, že ste pivečko hned pili? Pijem pivo rádi, protože jsme kamarádi. Pijem, pijem pivečko pospolu. Pijem, pijem pivo rádi, protože jsme kamarádi. Pijem, pijem pivečko pospolu. Ane, 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 budem se ženíči. Radši za děvčaty chodíči. Ane, 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 budem se ženíči. Hráči za děvčaty chodíči.
Leroy Motoka there wrapping up our request portion of the show. One called The Hills of Shiner, the Texas Special. Right before that, Little Fisherman and the Circling Pigeons Landler. Doika Brothers before that doing their Joe Patek impersonation on the Youth and Pleasure Polka. And like I said, we started off with the Dancehall Boys and Napan Kratzi on the Hillside Waltz. And I want to thank you so much, Rose, for submitting your requests. Those are all fantastic songs. And anytime you ever want to hear another song, please drop me an email. I will be happy to play it for you. And like I said, that was all the requests I got. So the remainder of the show is going to be my requests. These are going to be things I want to play that I'd like to hear. So I hope you enjoy it. And should come as no surprise that my favorite all-time band is the Joe Patek Orchestra. So we're going to do a nice little long set here. Feature three Joe Patek numbers in a row. Hope you get ready for it. Get your dancing shoes on. Start things off waltz time. Here's one called By My Side, otherwise known as the Wayside Waltz. In a row there from the Joe Patek Orchestra out of Shiner. Started off with one called By My Side, more commonly known as the Wayside Waltz. Right after that, the Oaken Leaves Polka. And we wrap that up with their most famous number, Yasem Sirotek, the Orphan Waltz. So we're going to do my requests for the rest of the show. A little Patek there. And before we wrap up this first half hour, I'm going to do a little tribute to the great Merle Haggard, who unfortunately passed away a couple of weeks ago. And this is one by our old band, the Dance Hall Boys. It's actually live down in Elgin. April 20th, 1997. Doing a little country time here, and this is kind of interesting because on vocals and drums on this version is our former drummer Joe Morris from the Temple area, and he is actually going to be sitting in with us on May 14th down at Songwriting Hall in Austin for their Mayfest. Our regular drummer is unavailable that day, so Joe volunteered to come help us out, so this is going to be about as close to a Dance Hall Boys reunion as you're going to get. Four out of the five members right there. So we're going to do a little tribute to Merle Haggard featuring Joe Morris on vocals and one of Merle's hits. Of course, this is Big City.
Well, I'm tired of this dirty old city. Entirely too much work. Never enough play. I'm tired of this dirty old sidewalk. Think I'll walk off my steady job today. Turn me loose, set me free. Somewhere in the middle of Montana. All I've got coming to me. And keep your retirement and your so-called social security. Big city, turn me loose, set me free. Your so-called social
the one and only Romigos and his orchestra there, kicking off the second half hour of Czech Classics and now here on 24/7 Polka Heaven with their version of what they call the Anvil Waltz, of course, better known as Behind the Blacksmith Shop. And like I said, we're kicking off the second half hour here and going to do something kind of unique here. I've got four different versions of the same song. First came across this song in, I guess, 1995 on a Brave Combo album called Polkas for a Gloomy Planet, Gloomy World, excuse me, Polkas for a Gloomy World. And they did a number on there called PJ Cuba. And then a little later, when the Dance Hall Boys formed and I was copying a lot of John Ondrashek's recordings, I came across a version by Eddie Bozancic called Hoopai Supai. And guess what? Exact same song. Over the time, I've come across two more versions of that. One by, of course, the resident Polish master here in Texas, Brian Marshall. And then also a version by the Czech Harvesters from up in the Dallas area when they did an album called Squeezing and Fiddling, where they had a guest Polish fiddle player come and sit in with them on an album. So I've got four different versions here of the polka PJ Kuba or Drunk Jake or Hupaj Supaj. So get ready for some nonstop dancing as we do some Polish time here. Four versions of the PJ Kuba. Let's roll.
Otczani, kto za wami żyje, tego we dwa kije. Wupu, cupu, cupu, wupu, tego we dwa kije. Kto za wami żyje, tego we dwa kije. Wupu, cupu, cupu, wupu, tego we dwa kije. Nasza chwała, dywat ja, dywat wy, kompania cała. A kto nie wypije, tego we dwa kije. Pupu, cupu, cupu, wupu, niech po prostu żyje. A kto nie wypije, tego we dwa kije. Pupu, cupu, cupu, wupu, niech po prostu żyje.
right, so what did you think of that? Did you kind of a little deja vu after deja vu hearing the same song over and over? I thought it was pretty cool myself. Let's see, we kicked that set off with Brian Marshall doing his version of the PJ Cuba or the Drunk Jake. Right after the Eddie Blazancik and the Hoopaj Supaj, the Czech Harvesters, their version of the Drunk Jake. And like I said, we wrapped that up with Brave Combo and the PJ Cuba. They're all the same song, though. So I hope you enjoyed that. Kind of something a little different. Kind of been meaning to do that for a while. And since this is kind of turning to my request show, I thought I would just throw that out there. Going to get back into some more Czech music now. Here's one of my all-time favorite bands, the Mark Yurikovic Orchestra out of Wisconsin. Doing Ustodanki at the Spring Waltz Time.
Let honey, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Does she help me save my money, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When she rolls them big black eyes, breathes those heavy sighs, does it make goose pimples rise? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Lay it out, Mr. Dunn. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is the news already spreading? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When the play here comes to bite, we walk down side by side. Will I be puffed out with pride? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Call on Sally Pringle, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Did she vow that she was single, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When that man walked in the flat and he hollered out, who is that? Did I leave without my hat? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hello, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is my razor just for shaving? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Did not take my gal's advice. Did I cut out gin and dice? And wasn't that some sacrifice? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I come home fairly ticking, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Or did I do some sweet bone picking, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
When my neighbor counts his flock, boy, will he get a shock, and will he miss those Plymouth Rocks? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
The one and only Whoopi John there. The nice version of the You Light a Polka. Right for that little kind of Western Swing polka time. It's Western Swing, but it definitely has a polka feel to it. They're very similar. Milton Brown and his musical Brownies from 1938. Doing one called Yes Sir. And we started off with Marky Rickovic and his orchestra doing the At the Spring Waltz. And with that, my time is unfortunately just about up for this hour. I want to thank you once again for stopping by and checking out the show. By the time the next show comes out, we will have done our videotape session up in Ennis for the Molly B Polka Party. Unfortunately, I'll have to tape the show about a week in advance, so I won't be able to talk about it for another month or so, but I will definitely give you guys the scoop once it's done and I get a chance to kind of share some info with you. I hope to meet some of you guys up there. We're going to get on out of here now with the High Toppers. Nice polka time one called Zalabena. Hey, and all you fans that download the show and miss the after show, hey, I'm kicking the after show back on. So be sure if you download the show to stay tuned after the polka ends, because I'm going to have some more great music for you only if you download the show. So go to our website, checkpolka.com, download the show, and you'll get an extra 15 to 20 minutes of music. Until then, here's the High Toppers with the Zalabena Polka. So until next time, everybody take care, stay safe, and we will see you down the road. Bye-bye. Everybody, Dennis here. Thank you for hanging around and checking out the after show. Hold on, I'm going to get a sip of my Coke Zero here. As some of you may know, I turned the big 50 years old a couple of days ago on April 9th. So it's one of my kind of introspection about turning 50 is really try to make some changes health-wise. So that's one of the deals, is going to Coke Zero. Really don't even drink that many Cokes, period. I usually stick to water, iced tea, but my wife does enjoy her diet sodas. So she was running to Sonic, NASCAR 1&1. It's like, usually I'd get a Coke, but it's like, you know what? Bring me a Coke Zero. I'll drink that instead. So just won my little part to try to get kickstarted as far as getting a little more healthy, you know. Got to start doing that. Thanks for checking out the after show. I'm going to keep the after show kind of short here. But I did want to do a little tribute to Merle Haggard. Merle, you know, he was probably in my top 10 as far as country artists. I don't have near as much stuff of him as I do, say, Johnny Cash or Buck Owens or Willie Nelson, people like that. But, love Merle Haggard. One of my earliest memories is my dad had that, I think it was called The Best of the Best of Merle Haggard on 8-track with a green cover with a picture of Merle and his guitar on the front of it. I definitely remember that, playing that thing all the time. And, looking through these songs again, I think one of the reasons I liked Merle so much, it's kind of like with Johnny Cash. He really kind of wasn't traditional country music. You know, he really kind of touched on themes and subjects that you normally wouldn't hear a country artist sing about. You know, so a lot of this stuff is pretty deep for country songs, you know? And fantastic songwriter, great vocalist, of course. But, I'm not, wanting any sympathy or anything, but for a while I grew up pretty dirt poor, real poor, especially after my parents' divorce. And I think a lot of these songs kind of resonated with me as I got older. Not as far as, looking for a handout or anything, but just as far as somebody that could understood what it was like to not have a lot growing up, and to fight for what you did have. And so, like I said, I think that's the reason people like Johnny Cash and Merle Haggard spoke to me so much. So I'm just going to close out now and feature a few songs from Merle Haggard. Let's see, I kind of go through what we're going to hear. Of course, probably my all-time favorite Merle Haggard song, Mama Tried. Then They're Tearing the Labor Camps Down. Right or Wrong from a fantastic album called A Tribute to the Best Damn Fiddle Player, which is a tribute to Bob Wills, and he even had some of the Texas Playboys play on that album. And I just found out recently Merle Haggard actually learned how to play fiddle just to record that album. He actually played fiddle for 6 months, starting from scratch, so that he could play fiddle on that album. That's pretty incredible. Just one of his early hits, The Bottle Let Me Down, and then another one of my all-time favorites to wrap it up, Daddy Frank the Guitar Man. So hope you enjoy a little tribute to Merle Haggard. I think I am going to start the after show back up again, just something fun to do. So hopefully from now on, at least for a while, we'll be doing some after show stuff. Hope you enjoy it. And again, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
I guess it's no secret that I did a few years in San Quentin. And on my release, I noticed a lot of different things had come to pass while I was out of circulation. Like the girls' dresses were shorter, and the freeways were wider, and the old steam engines were gone forever. But the one thing I noticed most of all down through the San Joaquin Valley was the disappearance of so many labor camps where once I'd lived from time to time myself. I noticed that that one there at Houston, California, was gone. The old Crowns camp that lie between Formosa and Bakersfield was just a barren spot with a few cottonwood trees and surrounded by an olive orchard. And though a few still remain, like the old Blackburn's camp out on Weed Patch Highway, it was an evident fact that someone was trying to do away with them all. And I couldn't help but wonder, what's going to happen to the farm workers? The fruit pickers who move from town to town, the man with a big family who can't afford the old high standard of living. And it was these thoughts and my memories that inspired me to write this song.
I came back to this old town 'cause my home was here, and to try to find some things I'd left behind. They only been away for just a few short years, but I forgot about the pace of modern times. I saw changes all around me, and some were good, but I hardly recognized my side of town. They tore down the swinging casing from the cottonwood, and that tree was all that marked familiar ground. Oh, they're tearing the labor camps down, and I feel a little sentimental shame. Where's a hungry man gonna live at in this town? Oh, they're tearing the labor camps down. The Hilltop Family Market had been moved somewhere, and the name was changed to fit the newer homes. The folks that I remember were no longer there, and the cabin that my daddy built was gone. Oh, they're tearing the labor camps down, and I feel a little sentimental shame. Where's a hungry man gonna live at in this town? Oh, they're tearing the labor camps down. You're tearing the labor camps down. And I feel a little sentimental shame. Where's a hungry man gonna live at in this town? Oh, they're tearing the labor camps down. Same old regret. All along I knew I'd lose you. Still I prayed that you'd be true. In your heart, please just remember, right or wrong, I'm still in love with you. Forget. Right or wrong, I'll keep on dreaming. Still I wake with that same old regret. All along I knew I'd lose you. Still I prayed that you'd be true. Oh Lord, in your heart, please just remember. Right or wrong, I'm still in love with you.
Too sober, couldn't drink enough to keep you off my mind. Tonight the bottle let me down and let your memory come around. The one true friend I down. I've always had a bottle I could turn to, day. But the wine don't take effect the way it used to, and I'm hurting in an old familiar way. Tonight the bottle let me down.
Let me tell you about a song that I feel explains itself. It's called Daddy Frank the Guitar Man.
Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. And Mama couldn't hear our pretty music, but she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a
part of living, and our only means of living at the time. And it wasn't like no normal family combo, 'cause Daddy Frank, the guitar man, was blind. Frank and Mama counted on each other. Their one and only weakness made them strong. Mama did the driving for the family, and Frank made a living with a song. Home was just a camp along the highway. Pick a bed was where we bedded down. Don't ever once remember going hungry, but I remember Mama cooking on the ground. Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama couldn't hear the pretty music, but she read our lips and helped the family sing. That little band was all a part of living, and our only means of living. And it wasn't like no normal family combo, 'cause Daddy Frank, the guitar man, was blind. Don't remember how they got acquainted. I can't recall just how it came to be. There had to be some special help from someone, and blessed be the one who let it be. Fever caused my mama's loss of hearing. Daddy Frank was born without his sight, and Mama needed someone she could lean on, and I believe the guitar man was right. Daddy Frank played the guitar and the French harp. Sister played the ringing tambourine. Mama